Hello, everyone, and welcome to day 19. It's awesome having you here. My whole computer crashed like 2 seconds before this call, so I might be a little late. Woo! Okay, so here's something really cool. My computer crashed just before this call, and it didn't matter. Success! It's working for me too. that's kind of exciting. No, I'm not even perspiring, which is normally a sign for me of stress. So remember we were talking about the indicators of stress? I just noticed that when I'm in it, I'm perspiring. So that's a really cool thing. So now I get to notice that I'm not. So that's in part why it's so cool to notice the indicators of stress. Notice when you start to clench your hands, your teeth, or you start to frown. Those are indicators. They might be indicators of stress. And when you notice them, there's two things that can happen. One is that you can pause and go, whoa, I'm getting stressed out here, and go to your stress alleviator. So go do spontaneous transformation technique or just tap into the amazing qualities, or use your neutral, the ball of neutral no. Use all the amazing gifts that you've been given that have come from you through me to you through this really remarkable program. Oh, my God. This program has been, I think, the best I've ever done. And I think the topic has been so important. So thank you for pulling all this out of me. Wow, so much fun. So that's cool. That's a breakthrough. And I actually have plans for today, which I normally don't. I've been given them the last couple of days, all yesterday. They were telling me what they wanted to do today. So I want to talk just quickly about the neutral no. I've learned a few things about it since I've been applying it myself. Sometimes I get into a mode where I'm working really hard right now, and you guys might notice it, you might not. It doesn't matter. You don't care. But I'm doing this 21-day program, and I've got a lot of other programs that I'm doing, and I love every single minute of it. And it's also a lot. It creates some intensity. I think I do things at a very reasonable investment point for you so that as many as possible can get in. But what that also means is that there's a lot more individuals, and there's individuals who are just never going to be happy, not ever. So, I created, an inexpensive program, doesn't have a tremendous amount of extras in a way. If I can, I will. And when I do them, it just takes a lot out of me, and it's income out the door that I'm not recouping, and it's okay. Because it feels good most of the time, unless someone points at you and says you're doing it wrong, which is what happened last night. So I did something that wasn't expected. It was a bonus, and I got an email back saying how disappointed they were and how dare I and blah, 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 blah. And it didn't feel good at all. And I got angry, and I responded kind of angrily. However, I just got my neutral no. And I just said, it was bullying energy is what it was. The email was the bullying energy. And I've had lots and lots and lots of experience with bullies when I was in school in Philadelphia. So it was just a trigger, and it was the universe providing me a moment. And the moment is also to just say no to bullies. And it's not a no by conversation. It's a no energetically to just say, that's just them. That's just how they're coping. And now I get to have, even after the neutral no, I get to have compassion. So let me tell you what I learned since we've been doing the neutral no. When we apply the neutral no, there's some energy in it that creates a gentle movement out of your field of being of whatever it was that was the trigger. And it moves that energy just out. It just moves it out. So I want you to know that it's not a violent no. It's not a get out. It's a just no, I'm not doing that anymore kind of no. It's not it's a no to them, but it really is a no to for you just claiming your space. It's like, no, I'm just not going to do that anymore. I'm not letting the bullies in anymore. I'm not letting them take space up in my head. I'm just not going to do that. And so the ball of neutral no just moves them out and moves, more importantly, my beliefs about it out. Okay, so I just want to bring a little bit of that to consciousness. Secondly, when you're applying the neutral no from an open heart and not from a place of get out, but more from a place of no, I'm not letting that energy have space in my field anymore. It's kind of that's the intention. When you do that, there's no way for them to get back in. Okay? So there's no way for them to get around the neutral no. Isn't that cool? I've really noticed that. It's as if we put a Harry Potter spell of distraction on the individuals, and we're not, but that's what it feels like. Because there's no sending or doing anything to anyone. We are just claiming our space. And when we claim our space that powerfully, when we do that, we create a field that is impenetrable to anything but what honors our intention at the moment. Isn't that the coolest thing? So when we're in a relationship, you know, people were asking me about relationships, and I hope you went to day 10 again where we did relationships. This is a really cool little thing for that. And it's not for you have to stop your behavior. It's nothing like that. It's claiming our space and saying, no, I am not letting that energy in my field any longer, period. Isn't that cool? And in that energy with an open heart that isn't in fear, that energy creates this barrier almost where they're just distracted away. They're like, oh, there's nothing there. There's nothing, there's no foil. The bullies can't get in now. Isn't that the neatest thing? So it's almost like I was working with my one-on-one clients, and it's almost like a force field. And it's not dangerous or bad for us or them or anyone. It's a support. Isn't that awesome? I just love that so much. So freaking cool. Speaking of one-on-one clients, some people have been reaching out asking me if I do that, and I did it very temporarily for the first time in 10 years recently. Now those clients are wrapping up, and I am going to open up some space for new clients. So if you're interested, watch your email for that, okay? And for those listening later, I'm not sure if that's going to be true for you. However, so if you're interested in that, watch your emails. All right. Okay, so here's what we're going to play with today. And I've got my notes here. Okay, this is going to be fun. Alrighty. So let's just tap into this moment. That's it. Tap into the moment itself and feel what it feels like to be you. I think it was Sharon that shared on the Facebook, one of her Facebook posts. She said that she's actually good with anxiety and worry, and I'm totally paraphrasing here, because it is a place of, it's a point of access. So no longer afraid of it at all. And she didn't realize that this course was more than just stress and overwhelm. I tricked you into this. It's way more. So this is good. Yeah, Radhika said the neutral no can also be a no to one's own reactions and patterns. It's beautiful, Radhika. That is beautiful. I love that. The neutral no can also be a no to one's own reactions and patterns. It's just like, no, you're not taking space up in my head anymore. And then the ball just expands gently, lovingly, and it's just a ball of love. So it's just pushing anything that is not love out. I love that. Such a cool tool. I use it almost every day. Thank you for co-creating that. I love it. Okay, so today, Oh, this is going to be fun. All right. So just feel the moment. Feel this very moment and feel yourself in this moment and just hearken back to day one or the day before day one. And just see if you can compare the you that is here now and the you that was there then. That's it. And there's a beautiful unwinding as you notice that there's been some cool transformations that have happened. That's it. So notice the moment itself and notice your physical body and any tensions that might be in your body or pain. And just notice it as you bring your attention to those areas and just they kind of soften a little bit. And some of you, it might relax. That's it. And just notice the sounds. There's a construction down the streets. There's lots of trucks going beep, beep, beep. And that stuff used to drive me insane. And I'm just noticing now, poof, meh, doesn't matter. So notice those changes. Notice the subtleties. Notice the subtleties. Notice the still point of the moment. Notice how in this still point we are part of something. Notice that in the still point we are part of something. That we're not alone here by any stretch. That we are connected to a web that is connected to all. And that as we move into knowing in this moment, in this very moment of time, that we are this still point of neutrality. That we are love itself. Just notice, what if that were true? What if that were true? What if right now you just claimed, I am? Just I am. What would that be like? I am love itself. That's it. Good. Good. And feel you in this moment as the I am of love connected to something more than you and you, both happening at the same time. That's it. That's it. That's a beautiful unwinding happening as we just dance in that. Sorry, a frog in my throat. As we dance in that energy of us as the I am part and get an inkling that we are part of something greater than us and we are contributing as us and us, just us, just being the I am that we are in an individuated sliver of divinity is important. Is important. That's it. That's it. Good. That's it. Whoa. Whoa. Big energy here. Whoa. That's it. Good. And now we're going to take this still point and we're going to move into that white space where it's in an even more concentrated way. So we're going to move into that beautiful white space. That's it. And in that white space, we're feeling the still point of neutral love even more. We're noticing that there aren't any conditions here. There are no expectations. There are no attachments. And we get a little bit of a respite, if you will. That's it. Good, good, good. Excellent. That's it. So as we stand in this white space, we know that this white space is just concentrated love, that it is this powerful energy of stillness without any conditions. And like the neutral no, it is just this energy of clear space that can only contain within it like energy. And as we stand in it, we recognize that we are like energy. Isn't that cool? Whoa, I'm like energy to the neutral, concentrated love white space. Wow. Just notice that. What does that feel like? Describe it to yourself right now. That's it. And now, we're gonna just release some old energies, some old attachments that are no longer needed now in this energy that we are in now. So we are going to invite in, and remember that we're only inviting in kind of the soul level of these individuals, so they cannot do us any harm in any way, shape, or form, because we're in the neutral no. So, and also, just for insurance sake, in your hand is a remote control, and the remote control completely is in command of these individuals, so they cannot do anything without you being in charge. You can stop them, you can pause them, you can rewind them, you can rewind them all the way out, okay? You can also use your neutral no to push them all the way out. So we're going to bring in these individuals that may have caused upset in your life. Excuse me. So these are the individuals that may have been abusers. They may have been catalysts for upset, catalysts for beliefs that were formed. And you can bring in more than one if you'd like. I would say try and keep it to just three. And then do this program again, run it again if you want to do it with more individuals, okay? So you're bringing in three, and they're going to stand right in front of you, and you can tell that you're in command here, right? I want you to really notice that you are in command. You've got the remote control, you've got the neutral no. This is a place of tremendous safety, so I want you to really, really feel that and know that. And if your mind is having any reaction, just ask the mind gently and lovingly if it would just stand slightly outside of this field here, in the neutral, in the beautiful energy of love still, because we want the mind to be part of this, but just be more of a witness and not intervene and not interject. Because it actually, by interjecting and intervening, it compromises the safety of the situation. So we're just going to gently and lovingly ask and get agreement from the mind, beautiful mind, if you would just stay just slightly outside and witness this beautiful healing event that's about to happen. And now you're, at this stage, your mind is starting to really trust you. But this is a big ask because, you know, these individuals were not safe. So we're going to ask the mind to stand just over there. That's it. Beautiful. And the mind is going, okay, I really feel that this place is safe. I see that you have the remote control, that you're in complete command. I get it. So I'm going to just hang out over here. And the mind is just agreeing with us. Yes, that's good. That's very good. Excellent. And so now they're standing in front of us. And there's one thing that we're going to notice, first of all, immediately, and that is that they are beings of light, even if it didn't seem that way. We can see that they, too, are slivers of divinity. We see that they also have a whole whack of walnuts. So I'm looking at some individuals in front of me, and I see that they are definitely beings of light, and they had a whole bunch of walnuts, like piles and piles and piles and piles of them. And they weren't able to do anything with them, but just create more piles. And so in this moment, I personally have some compassion for how hard it was to live with all those walnuts. You might not, and that's okay, by the way. You do not have to have compassion unless you do, okay? No forcing here. You get to feel what you're feeling. And if you're feeling any emotions, it's okay to express them. However, those emotions are kind of going to be resolved in just a moment. So here's what's going to happen. This is kind of exciting. As we notice that they are light, that's it. We notice that there are attachments. There's been these kind of cords and strings and ropes and rubber bands and things that have attached us to them and them to us. It's both. Okay, so I want you to notice that it goes two ways. That in the midst of trauma and upset, we created an attachment and they created an attachment. So those are there. Now, Archangel Michael is coming in. And you also have your own tool. He has this beautiful saber, this tool of light. And it is made of pure love. It's like a lightsaber, you know, from Star Wars, but it's made of pure love. And this beautiful lightsaber, Archangel Michael tells me, is made of pure love and can only dissolve dysfunctional cords. Right? So it can only dissolve dysfunctional cords. Okay? So he has this beautiful saber. And you also have a tool in your hand that does the same kind of thing. And it is just pure love. And it only can dissolve dysfunctional cords. So he's going to start getting to work. And he's going to start dissolving these cords with this beautiful tool, the saber of love. And he's going to get the ones that are super tight, the ones that are flexible like rubber bands, the ones that are huge like thick nautical ropes, the ones that are made of something that seems impenetrable, his beautiful stabbard just moves through those. And you can feel that the tension is releasing from your physical body as these beautiful attachments, these are just energetic attachments, these are decisions that were made in the midst of trauma and upset, are simply released. And it not only releases us, it releases them, because there is a joint thing happening here. So we watch and we feel and we participate if you want. You don't have to. You can just receive as these beautiful attachments are just dissolved away. And Archangel Michael moves through all of the individual, all three individuals that you have in front of you. And he gets all of them. He gets the ones that are between your toes. He gets the one that's behind your back. He gets the one that's coming out of your head. He gets the one that's near your ear. He gets every single one of them. He can see the ones that are even invisible. He sees every single one, and he dissolves every single solitary cord there is. And you can see the expression change on their face. Almost what I'm seeing in mine is it's almost a little bit of surprise. They didn't realize how many attachments there were and how freeing it feels. That's it. And now another really cool thing appears. This is really cool, is that there's these beautiful, beautiful light threads, like a web almost. But it's not a spider web. It's just beautiful, pristine, fragile-looking but strong threads, translucent threads that are now connecting you. And these are threads of love. And you notice that you are connected, that those threads can't be severed because the love is real. And even if it doesn't feel that way, there's this connection. These beautiful little threads. And you feel that connection of the threads now. And you look in amazement as you realize that you're not only connected to them and them to you, but they're connected to each other. And they're connected to others. And we look at our threads and we are part of this enormous web. And we are connected to all. And these webs are not constrictive, they are nourishing. They provide nourishment and support and love. And we get to notice that they help. They are even a little bit restrictive, not even a little. They are there in absolute support. They are there in pure love. Pure love. And you've been fed this love through these beautiful little threads. And you've just gotten a glimpse of them so that you know that you are connected to a greater whole. And that we are all connected. That we are part of this beautiful thing called humanity and Mother Earth. And it's the connection is one of pure love, and it's and it really is, the connections are just became visible for a moment because it's actually what space is. Space is made up of this connection, of this these beautiful finite fabric. It's the thing that creates the fabric of the universe, you know, we talk about that. We get to feel that connection and that it's here for us. It's a safety net. It can turn into a safety net. It can turn into something that feeds us. It can turn into something that allows us to deliver energy. It is just this beautiful weave of support that is here for us, and it gently disappears because it's truly just the space around us. But we know now that the space around us has energy and love and support and connection. And now we feel that with connection with these individuals. And now this really miraculous thing happens. All of us are given this enormous house-like crystal. And it shows up for each of them. And we notice that we are in ours. And it's translucent. We can see through it. That in this crystal, everything we've ever wanted, everything we've ever prayed for, everything we've needed is here for us. Everything. It's hooked right into the warehouse. And this beautiful crystal, it's almost like a crystalline version of the neutral no. It creates this beautiful framework of love that is here for us. And we just look around this beautiful crystal. And we can exit the crystal, we can have the crystal disappear, but it's here, supplying. And crystals, of course, are programmable, and this is programmed with our beautiful qualities. It's programmed with everything that is meant for us. It's programmed with the map and the plan for our soul's journey this time. This beautiful crystal is here for us. And it's revealing all that we've ever wanted. It's right here. And at any point in time, you can come back and explore this crystal. Now, here's what's really cool. Here's the real true miracle. Each one of them are also getting their crystal. And they get put into their crystals, and they get to have whatever they have been seeking. All of those crazy coping mechanisms that they've used have been for the purpose of getting what they've been wanting. And they've got it now. And in the process of them getting it, we can see them lighting up a little bit. And we can see that as they are and as we are, there's this beautiful energy of light just moving in. It's like a beautiful circle of light, almost like a spotlight, but it has substance. And it's as if all of us are now being cleansed with this light. It's like a shower of loving, nourishing, adoration, beauty. And we are cleansed with this light. We shower in this beautiful illumination of love and clarity and healing. And anything that is no longer required in this moment is just washed away. And they also are receiving their light, and they are very focused on their light. So there's not, the energy isn't as focused on you now with those beautiful attachments released. And them in their own energy. They are in their own energy as we are in ours. And we just receive. And we clean and clear. And it clears up the energy even more between us and them and them and us. They're more focused on their crystal and this light, this light shower that they're receiving. And then the crystals magically start to move away from you. And they start to move away and away. And we can feel that they're happy in there. And again, this is kind of at the soul level. So if in this lifetime there's no way they could be happy, that's okay. This is at the soul level. Their soul is receiving this at some level, okay? So we watch these beautiful crystals now move away, slowly, gently, they start to move away farther and farther and farther and farther and farther until they're just a dot on the horizon. And then poof, they're gone. And you feel this clarity around you. You feel this clearing around you. That's it. That's it. And you just feel you. You feel you. You feel the attachments have been released. That you are you. You are in this beautiful crystal. And you can receive, you get to see anything that you wanted is here. It's right here. You get to play with it. And as you play with it, you get to feel what it's like to have it. And you can come back here anytime and play with the things that you've been wanting. That's it. And in the moment, we moved back into the white space and we just feel us in this moment of clarity. And we just notice the I am that I am. And in this moment, we just claim, we say out loud or in our mind's eye, mind's ear, we say, I am. And we feel that ping through our being. And then this time we say, I am. And we feel a ping through the web, through the beautiful finite space that is connected to all. And we feel that all the I ams got pinged. And we say to ourselves, I am. I am. We feel the ping through our body. We feel the ping through the web. We feel that there are some souls that are responding around the planet to that ping of the web. And as all of us are doing it simultaneously, there's no time and space. So as you're listening in the future to this, it happens. It's happening. It's happened in the moment. It's happening in all of these continual moments that are part of all of it. I am. I am. I am. Oh. Wow. That went fast. That went really fast. Wow. Thank you. Day 19, just 2 days left after this. So, a little housekeeping. You have just a couple days now. On Sunday it ends. On the day 21 it ends, where you can, for those who are listening later, don't worry about the days. It doesn't matter. On day 21, the discount for this STT training course completes. Holy cow, it's such a cool course. I've just been hanging out with some people who were in the STT training, and my goodness gracious. You know, the energy we're feeling right now, it gets expanded through this course because of the attunement. You get the STT attunement, and we polish the attunement as we go. And the healing that you receive in the STT training course is just incredibly profound. And then on top of that, you learn the system in a very refined way. It opens up the natural healer within you. And that natural healer creates healing energy within you that you can then also use with friends and family. So if you're interested in that, I recommend registering for the course. You have a couple days left to get the $100 off. Also, a little surprise, the STT training I'm going to be doing. If you register right now, you can join me on the STT training Facebook group, and we are going to do a Facebook Live at 10 a.m., just about 90 minutes from now. So even if you haven't taken any class, just come on in, and you can dive in with the live thing, and you can receive some spontaneous transformation sessions, and receive some insights about this system of healing, receive a little bit of information about the philosophy behind it. So I would love for you to join me for that, and that's happening in about 90 minutes. For those who, of course, who are watching this in the future, when you go to the STT Training Listening Lab, that video will be waiting for you on there. Okay? I love you. I thank you for being part of this. Oh, and trainingstt.com, trainingstt.com, trainingstt.com will get you to the registration page. And, of course, any of the yellow buttons on the listing salon for the 21-day stress program, there's yellow buttons. And towards the top third, there's a little bit of an explanation of what this program is. And I can't wait to have you dive into that. There's no class time. It's go at your pace. It's a home study program. These shows are already recorded. They're ready and waiting for you. So, you know, I used to say in 30 days you could have this, but seriously, if you really wanted to go for it, you know, it's about 7 classes, I think. You could, a week from today, you could have this system completely in your system. It's a great next step after the 21 days, because there's going to be a tiny void after these 21 days, and it's a great thing to fill that void and continue the journey, because it will give you the system that is your neuropathway gym. Again, trainingstt.com. So thanks for letting me take a few minutes here at the end to share that. I love you guys. I will see you for day 20. Bye-bye.